Good morning. Good morning, yes, and a warm welcome in Christ to all who are gathered with us today to worship and to celebrate. Now, if you attend here or have attended any length of time, and we have many visitors here, welcome to you especially. Members here, long-term attendees, would know that usually on the wall here are the three words, Jesus is Lord. And the fact that those words are down for this Advent through Epiphany season does not mean that we stopped believing that Jesus is Lord. As a matter of fact, we would not care about Jesus and the journey unless he were Lord, as we understood him and understand him as Lord. But in this season of Advent leading up through Christmas and then Epiphany, when we celebrate and observe the coming of the Magi to bring their gifts to Christ and the first appearance of the promised Messiah to the Gentiles, the nations, we are marking that journey of Christ to us through the prayers of God's people, through the promises of the prophets, as well as the journey of the refugee Savior in this time when it seems like the whole world, the whole planet is on a journey. Refugees seeking safety, shelter, food, just as our Savior came. And that's the reason for this celebration and these words that you see here. Here in this sanctuary are many sojourners, every one of us as well, on a journey. Following what the seeking to find and see eventually what the Magi saw. So with that note, understanding the preciousness of every sojourner here in this sanctuary, I invite you to take a moment to greet those around you with a word of blessing, a word of greeting, simply to say we're glad that you're here. And if you have an announcement, please come forward for that too.
December has arrived, and that means that for Dinners for Eight, it is the month that we sign up for the next time of Dinners for Eight, which will be January, February, and March. So if you would like to participate with Dinners for Eight during those 3 months, sign up during this month.
Well, the first announcement I know you've all been waiting to hear. Zion's own Kendra is now Dr. Katie. Her defense on Friday went wonderfully. Only once when the mathematics doctor said, I have a couple of clarifications. And my silly daughter under stress went, bring it on. The 30 people in the room just broke up laughing. And then she said, I probably shouldn't have said that. But it went very well. And back to Cami, there are two events at the Fine Arts Center this week that I put posters on the board for details, but tomorrow night at 7 is the Cami Holiday Jazz Concert. This will be the Baker Prairie Jazz Band, the Cami High School Jazz Band, and professional Joe Marcinkiewicz and his Cami Jazz Orchestra. It's wonderful holiday music. It's free. We'll be taking donations, but 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, if you have been a supporter of Cami Community Theater over the years, we really need your support. The summer production this year went thousands of dollars into the negative. And the future of Cami Community Theater kind of hinges on the success of this fundraiser we're doing. It's a Wonderful Life radio theater. It's a reading with costumes and some staging, and it will be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 2 and 7, Thursday and Friday at 7. $10 tickets. We really need a lot of community support to keep Cami Community Theater going. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Cheryl, and I just wanted to call attention to the roles for refugees in the bulletin and invite you to order roles, of course, and raise money for refugees that are displaced in Syria and Iraq. And invite you to mainly, it's more about, I guess what I want to say is more than just about roles. and sending money to assist our brothers and sisters who are being persecuted and driven from their homes. It's about the larger what we can bring and offer to our brothers and sisters, even though we're here and they're there. And so I invite you also to check out, my daughter put up a website, and it's live today. And on the website, we're hoping to expand it to just talk about and be involved in the conversation. And as it turns out, this week, the Western Church, I know that there have been things going on for much longer than I've even known about Iraqis and Syrians and what's been happening to them. But the Western Church is a movement, seems to be rising, and it's really only been a week since a movement called We Welcome Refugees has come up. And the name obviously is from a response to what's the American conversation that seems to be loud, but we want our message of love to be louder. So check out, there's a webinar, and I learned more in 45 minutes of watching the webinar than I have learned in 6 months of researching. So it's very informative, so check out the website, check it often, and we hope to have blog posts and information. Thanks so much.
There is some surveys, or time and talent surveys, I believe is what they're called, on the back in the foyer on top of the secret ballot box. We did this about 2.5-3 months ago to kind of mixed results. We would like everybody who hasn't filled one out in the last 3 months to please take a moment to do so. Thank you.
If you can come here in a little under 2 weeks on a Saturday, you will hear the following words from the prophet Malachi sung as part of our Sing Your Own Messiah celebration. These words from chapter 3, 1-4. I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly the Lord whom you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant, whom you desire, will come, says the Lord Almighty. But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire or a fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. Then the Lord will have those who will bring offerings in righteousness, and the offerings of Judah and Jerusalem will be acceptable to the Lord, as in the days gone by, as in former years. Now Malachi did not utter those words so that a great composer might put them to music, although I'm certainly glad that that's what Handel did. The prophet rather spoke in response to a pressing question among the remnant of Israel. Sometime after they'd been 70 years in exile and after the temple was finally rebuilt. And that question was this: so who will restore the worship of Israel to its proper quality and character and conduct? And how will that happen? There are some serious problems, they knew, with the priesthood, with the sacrifices and the ceremonies. Everything then just seemed corrupted and confused and chaotic, a shadow of its former glory in the times of Solomon. 24 centuries later, up to now, with the temple in ruin, the priesthood extinct for most of that time, that question is still left hanging, unanswered in the Hebrew Bible. Again, who will restore the rightful worship of God and how? We're here celebrating the gospel answer to that dangling, hanging question. And the answer is that there is among us here in worship today a great high priest who has indeed come to purify the temple, like when he ran the money changers and the animal merchants out, and who in his heavenly priesthood ever intercedes for us within the heart of God the Father. And he inspires and trains and leads us, his disciples, in worship. The gospel tells us that the answer to this question and the fulfillment of this promise is the same Jesus who told the Samaritan woman at the well that from now on you won't worry about whether you're worshiping on this mountain or another, but rather those who would worship God will do so in spirit and in truth, and those are the worshipers whom the Father seeks. So please join me in this prayer of invocation and preparation for worship. Lord, you, our great high priest, have convened us here today, have indeed convened a church to worship and celebrate all over the world that all-conquering love from which we can never be separated. And before we ever thought to seek you, Lord, you came looking for us in the weakness and the darkness, humility of Bethlehem stable, and you made of a feed trough your altar linking heaven and earth. To you we present ourselves in worship here and now to be that kingdom of priests, ever worshiping and ever serving you, doing so today, to be those worshipers whom you came seeking on the Father's behalf. Now and until that day when all our questions are answered and all your promises are fulfilled and all of earth is your throne. Amen.
Let's continue in worship by turning to number 172 in your blue hymnal, 172. I'm going to invite you to stand. And women's voices on verse 2, men's voices on verse 3, and then all together we will sing verses 1, 5, and 6. So I will give you a cue on women on verse 2, men on verse 3. Then verses 5 and 6.
Rejoice.
of those verses are so fitting with the season and what's happening in our world. So I encourage you to keep singing this song during Advent. Please turn to 211. 211, remain standing. Lo, how a rose e'er blooming. Advent candle lighting, if you will please look in your bulletin, there is an insert that says candle lighting litany, and I'm going to invite you to read that with me as we have our candles lit this morning. You, whose almighty power shines forth in a dark stable, whose grandeur and glory we see in helpless infancy, have long journeyed to us through our prayers and your promises to your people in exile. With shepherds, we worship at the altar of your humility, where you share our need and our fragility. What tribute can we bring but what you brought to us? Hearts and voices worshiping the angels, hearth and hands ready and open, tender toward all seeking shelter in our way stations of refuge, where we await your return to make heaven and earth one, as you became one with us. Amen.
Good morning. Oh, let's see if you're all waking in. Let's try that again. Good morning. Oh, okay. Do you have a favorite Christmas carol? What would be your favorite Christmas carol? Anyone? Yes, what's yours? What's that? Calendar Game. Okay. I'm not sure I know that one. What's yours? Santa Claus, right? The one Santa Claus is coming to town, that one? Okay. What's yours?
Jingle Bells.
Okay, now let's think about a Christmas carol that tells us something about Jesus. Do you have a favorite one of those? Yes. Okay, so your calendar game includes making snowflakes. Well, that's cool. I like that about the season, too. Does anybody like Joy to the World? Anyone? You got a few? Oh, Liliana likes that one. You like that one too, Josiah? Great. I like it too, but you know, it's from England. That's way across the ocean there, in another country. Does anybody like the one we just sang? Lo, how a rose are blooming? Do you like that one? Anyone? You like that one? Yeah, but that's from France. And that's way across the ocean. Let's see, does anyone like Silent Night? You like Silent Night? Anyone really like Silent Night? I do too, yeah. But that's from Austria. Do you know of any Christmas songs about Jesus being born that come from our part of the world, the other side of the ocean? You do? Yeah. Which one? What's that? Something about shepherds? Okay, I'd like to know about that one. Well, let me tell you about the very first Christmas carol that comes from our side of the ocean, that was composed about 400 years ago. And the title of it is Jesus Ahatonia. Can you say that with me? Jesus Ahatonia. One more time. Jesus Ahatonia. Jesus Ahatonia. Do you know what that means? I wouldn't know what that means either, except that I found out that it's in the Huron Indian language. The Huron are an Indian tribe. And the first Christmas carol on our side of the ocean, it was composed in their language. And Jesus Ahatonia, can you say that again? That just means in Huron language, Jesus is born. So now just listen. We're going to hear one verse of the very first Christmas carol ever from our side of the ocean. We'll hear it. Okay, now here's a book that gives you the English meaning of the words. And so, well, first of all, I'll back up. The song was composed actually by a Frenchman by the name of Jean, who came to live with the Huron Indians to tell them all about Jesus. And he learned the Huron language. And then he took a melody that he knew from France and he put the Huron words to it. And then here's what it means in English. And this is a wonderful book that Wanda lent me. Okay. 'Twas in the moon of winter time. Excuse me. I used to teach at an Indian school, so this brings back real memories for me. 'Twas in the moon of winter time when all the birds had fled. The mighty Gitche Manitou, now that's an Ojibwe Indian word for great spirit, meaning God. God sent angel choirs instead. Before their light, the stars grew dim, and wandering hunters heard the hymn, Jesus Ahatonia. What does that mean? What does that mean? Jesus, your King is born. Jesus is born in excelsis gloria. We sing that in a hymn too. It just means glory to God. Within a lodge of broken bark, and that's what their Huron Indian homes used to look like, made of bark, the tender babe was found, a ragged robe of rabbit skin and wrapped his beauty round. And as the hunter braves drew nigh, thank you. The angel's song rang loud and high. Can you say it with me? Jesus, Jesus, Ahatonia. Jesus is born in excelsis gloria. The earliest moon of winter time is not so round and fair as was the ring of glory on the helpless infant there. See the picture of Mary and the baby? The chiefs, and you can tell they're chiefs because of all the big headdresses with all the feathers. The chiefs from far before him knelt with gifts of fox and beaver pelt. And say with me again, Jesus Ahatonia, Jesus is born in excelsis gloria. O children of the forest free, O seed of Manitou, that's that word for spirit or God, the holy child of earth and heaven is born today for you. Come kneel before the radiant boy who brings you beauty, peace, and joy. And together, Jesus Ahatonia, Jesus is born in excelsis gloria. Now, you know, this season we're talking a lot about refugees and people who've had to move because of war and things like that, and poverty and persecution. And let's not forget that many of the people who were here very first have had to be refugees, like the Huron, that they had to leave, many of them, their homes because other Indians were fighting them or because of other people wanting their land. So a lot of them ended up living in Oklahoma and Kansas and Michigan. But there's still a group of Huron Indians in Quebec and Canada where they speak French. But children your age go to school where they speak French, but they also are learning the Huron language, and they're having a Christmas program I saw online, and they'll be singing, say with me again, Jesus Ahatonia. Okay, so if you ever meet a Huron Indian child from Oklahoma or Quebec, what can you say to them in their language? Yeah, Jesus Ahatonia. So later on, we're going to sing that song, but in English, okay? It's in our hymnals. Very good. Let's pray. Lord, you came to this world as a sojourner and as a refugee seeking a home among us, like so many people are currently seeking a home too. And we pray that you will indeed find your home all the more large and accommodating within us, because you are born, you are here. Amen. Okay, you can go back to your seats.
So while they're getting ready, thank you guys for having us. We're the Canby High School Cantilenas. They will be singing with four other choirs a week from tomorrow night. That's the 14th. The men's choir, the women's choir, Cantilenas, and the concert choir. This group and concert choir will be performing both nights, 14th and 16th. Please come. Thanks for having us. This first one's from Germany, composer's Felix Mendelssohn.
Oh,
sing one more rather short one, then take a little break here. I like that you're talking about music from different cultures. Did you guys know that African-American spirituals are also part of our own culture of music here? And I think we tend to forget that that music grew out of our culture. And we're going to go to Europe right now. This is Thomas Morley, Renaissance era, Shepherds Rejoice. Conductor you just saw was Ruth Redding Hoffert, and the soloist on Deep River was Ariana Carpenter.
Will the ushers please come forward for our morning offering? Let's pray together. Holy God, you sent us your Son to teach us how to live with one another. As we give our gifts this morning, we remember that our lives are a journey, and there are wounded and hurting along the road. Some are where we can see. Some are where we cannot see. So we ask that these gifts we offer be used to bind up the wounds, to ease the pain, to give hope to those who wait in despair as the world seems to pass by on the other side. We pray as we serve in Jesus' name. Amen.
For the offertory, we will be playing the song I just spoke with the children about. You may open your hymnals, if you wish, to number 190, so that to be ready to sing along as Jana leads after. And we'll do it, let's do it two times.
those things when I teach massive groups. And I just want you guys to remember, words really do have power, and forgiveness and compassion just needs to be something we think about daily. Peace in my soul.
thanks again for having us. We got one more, and Dr. G is going to conduct it. So thanks.
Some of you may know this, after nearly 50 years ago, back in the 20th century, in the year 1968, there's more, Robert Lance formed the Catalinas, and nearly half the members of that choir were from Calvary and Zion Mennonite churches. You didn't know that, did you? And I was in the choir, and some of you may have been. Oh my, Elijah. Well, back in the 20th century, one of my students wrote these words about this piece. And it's not very long, so bear with me. Elijah, rock of Israel, shout about it. Elijah, rock of God, coming up in a chariot of fire. Oh, Lordy, I'm coming up.
Elijah rock, 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 Elijah rock,
Wow, thank you. You, the Cantilenas, and Tom and Dr. G have put into melody and harmony and the discipline and devotion with which you practiced and prepared what we seek to say and to pray here at Zion. So again, a big thank you very, very much. Did you notice anybody holding a sheet of music here? All memorized? Yes. Are there any testimonies, cares, or concerns that we can bring to prayer this morning that you would like to share? I know I wanted to follow up. I wanted to share something very much in keeping with what you shared, Tom, because I know our hearts are heavy.
Brooks.
Brooks, okay, thank you. Brooks. You're Tom. Thank you, Brooks, for what you shared. I know on our hearts have been, you know, the terrible events of this whole week. It seems like there's such a terrible drumbeat of tragedy that we can almost schedule, it seems. And the events made me think not only and pray for the survivors, the injured, the family and friends who are grieving now, but I thought about also a wonderful family living next to my mother and my sister, who live in Minneapolis, a couple from mother and father from Saudi Arabia with two children, a 10-year-old boy and a 6-year-old daughter, who, and the mother has said, I don't know if I want my son watching the news. I don't know what to tell my son. I don't know what he hears at school. They are a Muslim family, but for every one of the radical jihadists, there's about another 100 like this family who are afraid that either their son will get radicalized or get targeted as someone who is assumed to be radicalized. So the fear goes all around in both the Muslim and non-Muslim, Christian, and other Jewish families. We all share our in solidarity with that. So for our prayer, I'm asking if you would be willing to open the blue worship book to number 733, the prayer of St. Francis, and ask if we have the courage to dare to pray that prayer when everything in the world is pushing us toward fear, violence, and vengeance. I will ask you simply to read that prayer to yourself for a moment. And if that is yours, please pray it with me, and then after that I'll simply pray for us and lead us in the Lord's Prayer. But just take a moment to read again the prayer of St. Francis. And if you wish, please pray with me. Lord, make me of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Indeed, Lord, we continue to pray for all who mourn, for all who fear, for all who suffer and struggle, including ourselves. And if there is any burden on our heart, any need for consolation, indeed touch that by the gracious mercy of your Spirit. Thank you for the inspiration of our guests and friends with us singing, bringing honor to you and such joy to us. Bless, encourage, cheer each one of them, we pray. And dear Lord, hear us as we join the church worldwide in praying the prayer that you taught us also, a prayer for peace whenever we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
The first Noel, we are going to sing verse 1 as written. Verse 2, guys, sing. And if you feel called to sing alto or melody, go for it. Girls, verse 3, everybody verse 5, and everybody can sing the chorus. And just enjoy this for what it is. Singing, I really believe if everybody sang like you guys do here every Sunday, there would be zero violence in the world. And I mean that. And you need to know that it's getting more and more rare to just groups that sing a cappella in church. I mean, if you just look around Cambie, it's really special what you guys do every week. Keep doing it, please. Does someone have a pitch pipe? Ben? Can I get a D? Just need a D.
Thank you.
again, please.
Of his glory this morning. We go forth from this place with eyes wide open to the one the world recognizes not, the one who comes from God, Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. May Jesus be your peace. Go in peace.